There was once
a shepherd boy named David could play the harp and sing. David's older brothers were soldiers for the king. David was too young to fight. He watched his father's sheep, then sang and played the harp to help King Saul of Israel sleep. King Saul was very worried. He couldn't sleep at night. The army of the Philistines were spoiling for a fight. Their champion, Goliath, was almost 10 feet, was slightly over 10 feet tall. And when he spoke, the Israelites would tremble, one and all. Goliath roared, "You Israelites, let's let our soldiers rest. Just send one man to fight me to see which army's best. And if your man can kill me, then this is what we'll do. We'll say you Israelites have won, and we'll be slaves for you. But if I win this battle, because I'm strong and clever, you Israelites will work for us and be our slaves forever." For 40 days he challenged the Israelites to fight. They looked up at the giant and their hearts were filled with fright. One day young David brought some food to help his brothers out. He heard the great big giant named Goliath roar and shout. David asked, "Why do you fear Goliath's shouts and fuss? We're all of us God's people, and he'll take care of us." David went before the king and said to him, "King Saul, I want to fight Goliath, even though he's 10 feet tall." At first, King Saul refused him. "You're just a shepherd boy. Goliath is a giant who can break you like a toy." But David answered, "I have killed a lion and a bear. Each tried to take away some sheep grazing in my care. My strength and courage came from God. He kept me safe back then. And when I fight Goliath, God will be with me again." At last, King Saul said, "David, go. God keep you in his care. And for this brave deed that you do, my armor's yours to wear." But David didn't feel right in the armor of the king. Instead, he picked up 5 smooth stones and took his staff and sling. Goliath looked at David and gave a scornful laugh. He knew that David couldn't win with just a sling and staff. Goliath said, "Come closer. Come fight me if you dare. And I will feed you to the beasts and birds that fill the air." Then David said, "You come to me with armor, shield and spear, but I come in the name of God, and so I have no fear. The Lord my God will conquer you. He needs no spear or sword, and everyone who follows him will have a just reward." Goliath rushed at David. His shield and weapon shone. David took his sling out and loaded one smooth stone. David flung the little stone towards Goliath's head. It hit him right between the eyes, and Goliath fell down, dead. Oh, I'm glad somebody's pleased about that. Thank you. The armies of the Philistines decided not to stay. They knew that they had lost, and so they turned and ran away. The soldiers of the Israelites laughed and cheered with joy, for God had won the battle with a stone and one small boy. So as we go about our lives, remember David's story and how his strength and courage came from faith in God's great glory. For size is not important when there's something big to do, for anything is possible when God is there with you. Fiona.
Stones. Now, I've got a bag here. And I wondered whether we might be able to have a look inside it, but I'm going to need some help. So I'll come to you in just a moment, if that's all right. Can I also apologise for my croaky voice? So you're just going to have to really listen very hard. Now, if I show what's in the bag to one person, can you shout out what's in here?
Rocks.
How many rocks are there?
5.
Five. Yes. Now, The story of David and how he fought and killed Goliath, that is sort of a bit of a reference, isn't it, to these stones that I've got in this bag. Now, Goliath, as we can see, he was a mighty warrior. He was about 10 feet tall, and he was protected head to toe by his armour with a sword and a spear. And do you know how much his armour weighed? 50 kilograms. So next time you go to Sainsbury's or Tesco or anywhere like that, maybe go down to the aisle with the sugar and look to see how many bags you can count. And if there are 50, that's how much Goliath's armour weighed. Now, David, on the other hand, he was a young shepherd boy. He had no armour for protection at all. And it would have been, actually, it would have been too much for him to carry, wouldn't it? 50 kilograms. And he was probably shorter than me. Well, I've already had a reference today of how short I am. And
unbelievable,
yes. So David's weapon was some smooth stones. And in this bag, he picked them from the stream. And I wondered whether someone might be able to find the stone that has a number one on it. Number one. You've got to find the number one. You've got to find the number one. Yes, thank you very much. So, and what does that say on the stone? Courage, that's right. So the first stone was courage. Dave, would you mind just getting me my table out? Sorry, I didn't get that out. That was very bad of me. There we go. Oh. You can tell it's all going so well this morning, can't you? And the reason why we've got the word courage is because actually David wasn't afraid to face the enemy. We heard in the poem this morning that David said to King Saul, "I want to fight Goliath." And so it takes courage, doesn't it, to fight the giants that we maybe face in our lives. Maybe things like loneliness or feeling frightened about things or feeling insecure or worried about not doing things quite right. Let's see if we can find the stone with number two on. Faith, do you want to try and find the one with number two? Thank you. And what does that say? That's quite a lot. Confidence. That's right. So the second thing that David had was confidence, because he knew that God would help him and overcome the problems that he was facing, i.e. Goliath, and likewise for us. We know that we can be confident because God will help us. Who'd like to pick out the next stone? Harry, do you want to find the one that says number three on it? Brilliant. What does that say?
Preparation.
Preparation, that's right. So, it wasn't that David just went and thought, oh, I'll just, you know, try and kill Goliath any old how. No, he went down to the river, didn't he? And he got his five stones. And so it was very much that he was prepared. And likewise, we need to be prepared. We need to know and make sure that we've done all the right things and that we've prepared for the things that we need to face. So Daisy, sorry, I'm just going to go down here. Daisy, do you want to maybe pick the fourth one? Brilliant. What does that say?
Trust.
Trust. That's right. So the fourth thing is trust. Now, we know, again, from the poem that we had read, that actually David, when he had been a shepherd, he'd had to fight against bears and lions. And actually, in those situations, God had helped him. And so we can have the trust and confidence knowing that God will be with us. So I've got one left. So I'm actually going to go down to this little family down here.
Victory.
That's right.
Victory.
very much about victory. And again, David said, the Lord my God will conquer you. And that is why David was able to win the victory over the giant with only one stone and a sling. So when we turn our battles, the things that we're frightened about, over to God, that's how we can have the victory over giants in our lives. So the next time that we're facing things that we find difficult, that maybe we're frightened about, that we're worried about, remember the story of David and Goliath and the five smooth stones. Can you remember the last phrase in that poem? It said this: for size is not important when there's something big to do. For anything is possible when God is there for you. Dear Father God, just as you gave David the victory in his battle with Goliath, we know that when we put our trust in you, you give us the victory over the giants we face in our daily life. Let us always be willing to put our trust in you. Amen.